This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, July 28th. God's word to you today is letting go. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 1, verse 14 from the New King James Version, and it says, "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Grace comes to you when you submit and accept that God is wiser than you are. When you submit to the truth, the grace to be saved comes to you. The grace for prosperity will come to you when you submit to God's truth. When we think we are wiser than God, we actually cut ourselves off from God's grace every single time. God gives grace to the humble. I become unstoppable when I defer to God. People may think you are foolish and call you many different names, but when you and I defer to God, we become unstoppable. The second learning from Jesus' example, please read Philippians 2 verses 6 to 11, is I am humble when I let go of my privileges for God. Philippians 2 verse 7 says, "Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being." Being a Christian is not a very popular thing. It is actually serious business. If you want to follow God, you have to be willing to give up privileges. Yes, it is your right, but God can say, let it go. The challenge in a lot of our lives is we want to hold on to our privileges. For example, a lot of us had daddy's chair in our homes growing up. The particular piece of furniture was set aside for the father alone. And if anyone sat in that chair, there'll be trouble in the house. Letting go of a privilege would probably mean not having a daddy's chair. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and haughtiness before a fall." Or perhaps it was a daddy's cup. So it is dinner time, the cup is still in the dishwasher, and so mom serves him with another cup, and he would refuse to eat. The point is this: every man will get to a point in marriage that you need to decide if it will be your right or harmony. It is possible to be right and the house is on fire. Or you can let your right go and there is peace and harmony. The same thing applies for ladies in the marriage. When you hold on to your rights, there is going to be fire on the mountain. When everybody holds on to their rights, there will be tension in the home. You become humble when you let go of your privileges for God. However, how you let it go for God is also a reflection of your relationship with people. You cannot say you love a God that you cannot see, but you cannot live with people that you cannot see. Something is wrong with that. Jesus gives us a classic example in a story in Luke 14 verses 7 to 11. Please read. Jesus shows us that it is more honorable to take the lower seat, to let go of your privileges, then you will be honored. Most times we fight for honor instead of allowing God himself to honor us. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to know the humble position in every setting and the grace to let go of privileges for God's glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.